Yeah, but this particular style of goal setting that I picked up from Tommy Newbery, where, you know, it's in many ways is very different.
Well, I guess the bit that I probably would differ slightly in, since you've mentioned it as a specific style, would be the idea that your goal is only 30% more than what you think you'll do. That to me is not particularly aggressive, and it's not like doesn't fall in line with my anything's possible way of thinking, you know.
Right. Yeah. Understand. Understand.
I find it a little bit stifling from that standpoint.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe what I didn't clarify, didn't make clear enough, is that the difference between an aggressive the difference between a 30% aggressive goal, a goal that's 30% more aggressive than you think is believable, that should always be just a matter of time frame, whereas a dream should have no limitations on it.
Right. Okay, that's good. That's a good distinction, yeah.
So, and that's why the starting point of Tommy Newbery's approach and the approach that I'm adopting all the time now is you start with your dreams, and there should be no limitation on your dreams, and you should get all those dreams out of your heart, out of your head, onto paper, get them all down, no limitation, because one of the things he says, and certainly I included this, was that we should all have goals that go out 30 years, and pretty much those are your dreams.
Right.
Because within the 30-year time frame, nothing is impossible. Everything is possible.
Yeah.
So if you start with a dream that's way out there somewhere, and I guess for you and me, trekking to Everest Base Camp, you know, that would qualify, wouldn't it?
It would, although I have to say, since then, because we said that time, and I really do want to do this, I've actually done quite a bit of research into it, and I'm actually not sure that physically I could probably do it, because it's a tremendous amount of walking, day after day after day, you know, like 5 to 7 hours, and, you know, I just don't know that my knee would stand up to that, so I don't know whether I've got to rethink that particular goal.
So, if I hear you right, you're saying you'd love to do it, it's still a dream. Your research has kind of given you lots of logical objections to that dream ever becoming a goal.
Yeah, interestingly enough, it wasn't any financial limitation. When I looked at how much it was, I thought, oh, well, that's doable. You know, that when you see how much those guided tours are, and then, of course, you've got to get your flight to Kathmandu, but it was simply looking at the program and thinking how many hours of uphill walking it was a day, thinking, could I actually really do that?
Hey, have you read Bear Grylls' book?
Yeah.
Yeah, because having read that, much as I would love to say I've been to Everest Base Camp, I'm with you, Rachel. I'm not sure I'm up to it. Mind you, you're 10 years younger than me.
I am. But, you know, when we go hiking and we do, like, 3 hours hiking, I can hardly walk after that for a day or two because of my knee. I have a knee that, sort of, when you know about knees.
Oh, you're in good company there.
So do you think the knee is a permanent fixture, is a permanent obstacle?
Well, I think anything's possible, so let's go back to that. So I don't think...
There you go.
I mean, I think...
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I think I guess I just need to work around that. But, you know, if I'm saying, okay, the money's not one of the limitations, because obviously it's quite expensive, you know, it's quite a lot, so you've got to think around... So that would be an excuse you could use. I decided that wasn't an excuse I could use. So yeah, I went to my knee next. I don't know, that's interesting.
So, I mean, just to relate to what you're saying, in 1 month from last Saturday, I am planning on hiking Mount Soprus, which isn't like Everest Base Camp, but it does require about 5 hours up and then 5 hours down. The
right.
Peak is almost at 13,000 feet. So
right.
That's going to be troublesome because my calf is still not right. I've basically pulled my calf muscle 5 times in 6 months. But it's still a goal of mine for a month's time. And I am, it's not like Everest Base Camp because it's just an hour drive
yes.
to get to the trailhead. So it's not the same thing, but yeah, I'm not giving up on it. because
right.
I'm going to figure out a way to make it work between now and then. So I think what I'm sort of saying is that the philosophy behind this kind of goal setting is very much, if you take the dream of going to Everest Base Camp, and you decide, okay, I want to be able to do this in 5 years. Let's say 5 years. And if you express the goal as I am at Everest Base Camp in 2016, you could put a specific date on it if you like.
Yeah.
Then the principle behind this goal setting is that your mind says, well, time frame wise, that's doable, but this knee, the knee on this body is not up to snuff. So we got to get to work.
Yeah.
And that as a result of your mind saying that, the creativity in your mind, which I believe comes from our Creator, that creativity is going to go to work, and it's going to open doors and make available resources and maybe even come up with solutions for the knee problem.
Yes.
Now, that's the part which, honestly, a lot of people stumble over.
Yes, because they give up then, you mean. They already changed it.
No, I don't think they can buy into that, which sounds a really strange, almost mystical deal, that just because you express a goal in that way, that there is something which is beyond our understanding that goes to work. You know, the creativity I was talking about.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're like the way I would describe it. Yeah, you put it out in the universe and universe finds the way. You know, you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The how will come if the why's strong enough, sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that whole principle is hard for some people to understand. And yet, you know, so many of us, if we have our eyes open, can look back in our lives and say, well, there's no other explanation for what happened there.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I have to back up about 20 steps here.
Sorry, Casey.
No, that's okay. Because actually what your whole presentation went along with what I've been working on for close to 2 years now. So it fell right in with that. And in this time, I have treaded water so much. I had a really hard time just coming up with what my values were because my life had changed so much when my kids grew up. And what is my mission? What is my goal? Whatever. I have a very hard time dreaming. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have an imagination, because I used to have a huge imagination. But I feel like I can't dream anymore of what something for me. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I feel like I have so much more in my life than I ever expected to have, and how can I ask for more? I would feel like I was, you know, being ungrateful to God. And
yep.
And so consequently, I literally for the last 2 years have had a really hard time trying to get through this to be able to set some big goals. And so that's why I'm back at the beginning of your thing of how do I set goals. I told Michelle, because I called her after I'd listened to it, and I said, I really need to talk before we do this deal this afternoon, because I don't know how to go with this. And listening to you, because I so adamantly believe that Juice Plus is what everyone needs, I believe that I should be spreading this news over all of the other things that I'm doing, which are too many things. But as a nurse, this just makes sense, and everybody needs this. And I do feel like I am being shown that this is what I need to do. So I could, as I'm going through there, I could see me all of a sudden going, hey, wow, look behind. I made national marketing director. It's not a dream. It's something that I could see because I believe in that so much. But at the same time, I haven't even signed up my first customer. I mean, I have a list of five or six that I'm kind of holding on to because I want to do them all within the same month so that I can meet some of those goals. How do you have this where the foresight to say, yeah, I could see me doing that because I believe in it this much, and at the same time, I can't get the first person to commit other than the ones within my family that I'm holding on to?
Got you. I understand. And Casey, the first thing I've got to say is join the club, because the vast majority of people discover exactly what you have just expressed really very, very well. And how can I kind of summarize it? You've got a dream. You think NMD is very, very realistic because you feel so strongly about Juice Plus, and yet you stumble at the very first hurdle. And that, as I just said, that is extremely common. Let's come back to something you said. You have a hard time dreaming. There's not a lack of imagination. You used to dream really well, really easily. And here I think is the crux of it. You just said that part of the reason you have a hard time dreaming is because it could feel ungrateful to God.
Right.
And that it could demonstrate a lack of contentment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Right, right.
And again, that's extremely common feeling. And that's kind of related in a strange way to a fear of success. It's not to do with a fear, but it's that you feel as though reaching out to be more successful than you already are is demonstrating a lack of contentment, and you should be content with what you have and where you are. Well, I almost stumbled there. You should be content with what you have and where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, here's the antidote to that. Here's the way around that.
Okay.
Do you believe you are all that God made you to be?
Do I believe that? Is that what you said?
Do you believe that you, today, are the person and are living the life that God made you, created you to be and to live?
No, I believe there's a lot more.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need to hear.
I was going to say, I know that's the answer you wanted, and yes, that is true.
but that's the most important thing. Because if you answered, yes, I do believe that I am all God made me to be, and I'm living the life I was made to live, then that would sound awfully arrogant.
Right.
Wouldn't
it? Right, yeah.
Okay. So, since you answered honestly, and I believe you to be right, and by the way, I don't think any human being lives entirely the life that they were meant to live, except maybe Mother Teresa, but who knows, because I wasn't close to her. But if that's true, then there's a lot more. And it's not about wanting a lot more, it's about becoming a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
If you become a lot more of the person that God made you to be, then you will have a lot more of the life he intended for you to have. And amongst other things, you'll probably have a very successful Juice Plus business because of it.
Right. That fits in with that picture that I, like I said, it wasn't a dream of me to do it, but I could see it because I believe so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense.
So that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the obstacle is, perhaps, having a clear picture of who God made you to be.
Right. There we come into the big stumbling block.
Well, that's why commandment number two.
Mm-hmm.
Commandment number one is thou shalt first dream, and commandment number two is thou shalt know thyself.
Right.
And knowing yourself is all about the why. And oh boy, you're gonna get bored with me over the next months and years, harping on about the why.
Right.
But I just finished a book by Simon Sinek, and oh my goodness, it's one of the very best books I've ever read. It is absolutely amazing. Start with why.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I just can't encourage you enough to buy and read that book. Or maybe it's in the library. Hopefully it's in the library. But anyway, it's all about the why, and it's way more than the why that we've always talked about, Rachel, in Juice Plus. It's way more than that, because I've always sort of felt instinctively that it was more than that, but the best way I can put it is, your why for your Juice Plus business, and Rachel, you're a very mature, experienced, successful NMD, and KC is a new distributor who hasn't yet got her first customer.
Yeah.
And yet, this statement applies to each of you equally well. Your why for your Juice Plus business must be consistent with the why for your life.
Right. Totally agree.
I think that's what the amazing thing about this business is, because it's all about who you are. It's not really about, you know, it's not even hardly about Juice Plus, even though, of course, that plays a big part. But
no, you're absolutely right, Rachel. I mean, the who you are comes way before the what, the how and the what of Juice Plus.
Yeah.
And that's what Simon Sinek explains so clearly. We have to start with the why, and then the how and the what are basically what we do and how we do it, in a way. But those, the problem that many people have in Juice Plus is that the how and the what are inconsistent with their why. And they have to be consistent with the why. So the how and the what of this business, the how and the what of your life, have to be consistent with who you are, with your who I am, with your and my core values, our core beliefs, our perceived mission and purpose, you know, the reason that we have life in the first place, you know, all that stuff. But that's easy to say and hard to do. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And that's, I would have to say, with the stuff that I have been working on for the last couple of years, with that whole what is my mission in life and my goals and my values, Juice Plus fits absolutely perfectly in with my top 10. And
you know that intuitively, instinctively, Casey, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if I asked you, explain to me why that is, I bet you couldn't easily do it. Well, try. Try to explain why it's such a good fit with your core values and beliefs.
Because as a nurse, that is huge to me to be able to share that. You know, I talked to you a little bit about that. This just makes sense. This is all within the nursing stuff, and I can share something with people that they can do to help themselves. My number one value in life is to grow in God. I am helping his people if
yeah.
I share this. Family, this is not in the way of family. I can help my family to be better. Friends, health, passionate. I am very passionate about what I am reading and learning about this. Authentic, I am who I am. This is why I believe it. You know, that goes in there. Determined, I am a very determined person. And so this is not going to make me feel in any way that I am selling something. I just want them to know. So it all goes along with those who I am values and fits in there. We all need this. The economy is terrible. I can help people. I just don't know how at this point.
Okay, you did a
way
better job.
The goals part of it.
No. That was an answer to my question, and you did way, way better than I expected you to. Because Simon Sinek makes the point that our why comes from our intuitive side, if you like, our gut. Nothing to do with our stomach, but
right.
The why comes from the gut, and the how and the what come from our minds, our logic,
mm-hmm.
the rational side of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains so beautifully that's one of the reasons this is so difficult, is because the why comes from the part of our brain that is not to do with rational thought and expression and vocalizing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard for us to explain why we feel the way we do. Our why is tied in with our feelings, totally.
Right, right.
But let me pick up four expressions you use. You talked about passion.
Mm-hmm.
And the why has to be tied in with passion. That's why, you know, do what you love. The whole deal about do what you love. What you do needs to be passionate. You said the word authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key. That word kind of bridges between the intuitive why and the rational how and to help people. I mean, that's a passion
right.
of yours.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a passion of yours. And then you use the word determined. And that's kind of a characteristic of you. That's a strength of yours,
mm-hmm.
which falls under the heading of do what you do well. You
right.
do a lot of things well because you're so darn determined.
Well, I try to. I hate to fail anyway.
And you hate failure. Okay.
I hate
as long
failure.
As the hating, I love you to hate failure. I don't want you to fear failure.
Uh-huh. Now, the fear of success, that definitely made sense when you were saying that, because in a way, I am very afraid of succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually some things that had come to me here a few months ago. I don't know if it was after I started studying up on Juice Plus or not, but it was something that I'd come to terms with, the being afraid to succeed. So that's a stumbling block of my own, but I'm also a very determined person, so it's kind of like, give me the answers and I'm going to figure, you know, I'll do it. But sometimes those answers are what's hard to find.
There you go. Okay, let me say this. I think one of the answers for you and for 90-plus percent of people in Juice Plus is if you can, over time, discover more and more the person you were meant to be and discover mm-hmm. more and more your purpose, mm-hmm. and because of that, discover more and more your why,
okay.
then, especially in your case, because you've already made the connection between who you are and the Juice Plus business. And mm-hmm. that connection is critical. The people who never get beyond a certain point in this business are the ones who can never make that connection. They can never be confident that this business is consistent with who they are.
Mm-hmm.
That this business allows an expression of who they truly are. You already know that. You're already right. at that point. And so the challenge for you, what I want you to do is do what Simon Sinek says in the book, is that you will discover your why by looking backwards.
Okay.
But as you do that, and as your why becomes clearer and clearer, it will propel you forwards. He paints okay. a beautiful picture in the book. He says, imagine mm-hmm. that you are an archer, or you're about to fire a bow at a target, an arrow at a target with a bow. You first have to pull the string of the bow back, so it's going backwards.
Right.
And then when you release the string, it propels that short stick of wood with a sharp end forward at such a pace that it can pierce metal armor.
Right. Oh, I love that.
So anyway, the image is great. So the first step is to pull backwards. And so the first
right.
step in discovering your why is to look backwards, look into the past. And what we want you to do, not now, but over the next 2 hours, weeks, days, months, whatever, is to start making an inventory of do what you love in the service of others who love what you do. I want you to make an inventory of all the things and throw away your humility,
because
it will tend to be false humility that will hold you back here.
Okay.
Write down all the things that you love to do without any judgment, and write down all the things that you do well.
Okay.
And keep doing that, and keep looking over that list, and keep adding to that list, and keep doing it, and keep doing it, and keep doing it. And at some point, even without anyone helping you, and I'm going to say I'm here to help you, but even
right.
without anyone helping you, you will get a much clearer picture of who you are because of that inventory of what you love to do and of what you do really well.
Uh-huh.
And as the list grows, you can start re-sequencing the list so that you've got the things that you do well and the things that you love to do kind of opposite each other, left and right on the page.
Right.
Because as I firmly believe this, that the things we do well are things we love to do, and the things we love to do are things we do well. And so
Absolutely.
As you write down something you love to do, it's going to make you think, oh, wow, because I love to do that, then this is something I do well. And it won't
right.
be ride horses. I love to do and I do well. Yeah, but if you love to ride horses, what does that say about you? What does it say about your strengths? Okay, answer this. What is one thing that you needed to be able to do well in order to love to ride horses? Or what's one thing that's the result of you loving to ride horses and getting pretty good at it? One thing about you, one strength of yours.
Communication with the animals.
There you
go. Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, all right.
Communication with the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, God's going to whisper to you, Casey, what that means is, it's beyond communication, it's empathy, sensitivity,
right.
love. You love the animal.
Mm-hmm.
The animal knows you love the animal.
Right.
You're sensitive to his or her needs. You're empathetic with the animal.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have all those strengths, those carry over into your relationships with human beings too.
Right. There, I mean, that's very true. And it's the same thing, because I think because I'm good with animals, I'm good with people, maybe vice versa, I don't know.
Exactly. Which comes first doesn't matter. The fact is
exactly.
You are.
and I am, and that is definitely something that I am good at, and I do love it. That's the nursing part of me that this is hitting, is to help someone.
Yep, exactly.
And
now, my belief is that the more you invest in that effort, the more clear you become about yourself, the more you'll grow in self-confidence, and the more you'll realize, self-confidence is a funny word, but the more you'll realize that there is a burden of responsibility on your shoulders to use those strengths you have, what you do well,
uh-huh.
and to use the passions you have, the things you love to do,
right.
to help other people. That's where the service part comes in.
Right.
Because do what you love, do what you do well in the service of others.
Right.
And the way that works in Juice Plus is you serve others by doing the job well enough of getting them to look at Juice Plus,
mm-hmm.
and getting them to make an educated decision. And your job isn't to sell Juice Plus. Your job isn't to get a customer. Your job is to lead that person just like you lead your horse.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where they make an educated decision. And a good yes or a good no is all we're asking for. Right, Rachel?
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Lead. I like that word.
Well, yeah. I mean, that image just came into my head because you lead your horse.
Mm-hmm.
Both whether you're on the ground or on the horse's back. And your job is to lead the prospect for Juice Plus.
And they can either
to that
to
point
where
you wouldn't get to. That's exactly it. Yeah, you
yeah,
can lead a horse to water, but whether they drink or not is up to them.
Uh-huh, right.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, so what I need to make this inventory of what I love to do and what I do well, and then have them come together.
And they will come together. And at some point, I want you to call me and talk me through it. Or better still, we'll get together over a coffee or something, and you can
mm-hmm.
show me the list.
Okay. All right.
And here's what I expect to happen. The more you invest in that exercise,
mm-hmm.
the more comfortable you get. You know, people say, in your own skin. Well, that's okay. That's a fair expression. The more comfortable you get about that, then what I expect to happen is you're suddenly going to realize, oh, my gosh, in the last 10 days, I've got 3 customers.
Uh-huh.
So what's the connection between the two?
It all comes around.
The connection is that you will grow in this business as 2 things happen. As you get good at working Juice Plus in a way that's authentic to who you are,
mm-hmm.
working this Juice Plus business using your passions and your strengths, and you grow in this business as you get customers and care for them, and as you get team members and care for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll just come around. Without
it does.
Without the forcing it.
Nicely said. Exactly. Without forcing it. Yeah. Because the more you force it, the worse it feels.
Right. And that's. I don't want to sell anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I am becoming more passionate about the whole thing and believing in it more the more I read, the more everything. And I just want to share it. Now I mean, literally, I do not feel like I'm selling anything at this point. I really do want you to use this because it's good for you.
Amen.
And it would be really nice to have some money coming in so that my husband would see that.
That would be a good thing. Answer me this. What happens when you try and force your horse?
You're just up against a wall. You need to lead them. You need to open the gates so that they will go through it.
You know how that works with a horse.
Right. I was going to say, so I see that in my head right now, you know.
Can you apply that? Can you translate that to talking to people about Juice Plus?
I can sure try. horses haven't been sold on a lot of bad things.
That's a good point. But maybe that doesn't matter. Because the fact is that all of us have been sold on a lot of bad things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, there are over 1 million people taking Juice Plus in America today.
Right.
Rachel has a bunch of customers. Jenny and I have a bunch of customers. You will have a bunch of customers. In spite of the fact that some of those people have been sold bad things.
Right.
And they will, because you'll learn how to lead them just the way you lead a horse.
Mm-hmm. And the success in that is, of course, what the world says is the financial end of it. But to me, the success in it is that I am helping them be more healthy, which is my goal. That's part of my whole problem, is that money's not the number one driver in my life in anything.
Did you say that was a problem?
Yeah.
Why is that a problem?
It is whenever everybody else looks at you, and that just isn't what's most important to me. Never has, never will be. You know, whether it's the horse market, if I made a good horse and they fit somebody well and they take care of them, I don't care how much I made for it, made off of that horse. I succeeded in what I did with them. Taking, you know, well, go back to the kids' days. I didn't have to make money doing what I was doing, volunteering. And I volunteered for everything. I was the mom, even though my kids really didn't play soccer, you know.
Okay, those people who think that you should be making more money than you are, who's right and who's wrong, them or you?
Well, for the most part, I don't care, other than the husband part of it. Because this, I know I'm happy. I know what I'm doing that I'm supposed to be doing.
So it's more that your husband would like you to be making more money.
Exactly. It's that whole part. If that weren't there, then everything else would be fine. I probably could dream more. But
Mick, sorry,
I'm afraid of failure.
This. I need to hang up. I just want to say bye-bye to everybody.
Okay. Thanks, Rachel.
Okay,
thanks for being on.
Rachel. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm going to read you a quote from Simon Sinek's book. On page 205, Simon says this: money is never a cause. It is always a result.
Okay, that makes sense.
Money is never a cause. It is always a result.
Always a result. Okay.
So put that in your pipe and smoke on it.
Exactly. And, you know, actually the way that hits me listening to it, It goes into what we were talking at the very beginning, in that maybe I have more than I ever dreamed of having, as that would be your money, you know, the results. But it is, the reason that I have it is because who I am and the good person that I am and whatever. I don't know.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. You have more today than you ever dreamed you would have.
Mm-hmm.
Because of who you are and how you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that.
Right.
I believe you're 100% correct. And I would say that was, Jenny, would you say that was true of us?
Yep.
That's good to know.
But you know from one of my goals, Casey, that I don't believe we've received all that God has for us yet.
Right. And I'm working on that. I got to get over that first.
And that's probably the most important thing for you to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that exercise, that inventory I want you to do, will help a lot with that.
And
by the way, while you're doing that, make sure you've got another piece of paper to hand, because the more you do that exercise and the better you do it, the more some of the dreams are going to pop into your head.
Okay.
Some will be old dreams and some will be new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it is, but make sure you capture it. Make sure you write it down. And don't worry about getting it perfect initially. It might be just a kind of a crazy thought, and you go, wow, is that a dream? I'm not sure. Just write it down. Just get it down on paper.
All right. Well, I'm willing to take any work that it is to be able to get over this stumbling block, because like I said, it is definitely a stumbling block to me.
Yeah, but don't feel bad about it because, as I said, 90 plus are in that same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Well,
but you can get out of that boat into a much better boat with a much faster motor.
There we go. I like that idea.
Or a much bigger sail, if you prefer.
Oh, no, I like speed. So, okay. Well, that gives me something to work on and gives me some direction for sure, because I kind of was sitting at the falling in a backwards hole, you know? And sometimes I think that you got to have the backwards to get the forward or the good or to realize the growing or whatever. So let's hope that's where I'm headed.
This kind of brings me to the last thought I wanted to have in this, which is that is the question, should the goals come before the why, or should the why come before the goals? And the answer is, well, yes and no. Because if I say the why has to come before the goals, and the why is this second commandment, which comes before the writing goals commandments. But if I say that, then people will never set a goal until they feel they've got their why down perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not right, because the fact is that if you start setting goals before you have your why, then your why is going to kind of come along like the cart after the horse.
Right.
So the horse is the goals, the cart will follow the horse. And at some point, you'll get closer to, or someone will get closer to their why, and then they'll say, okay, hold this. I need to put the why cart before the horse at this point, because I can see that working on that, I've got my goals, I'm working on the goals, but I'm going to bring the why forward and put more effort into the why. You are more at the point where you are already close to your why. I mean, those words you gave me, growing in God, passion, authentic, help people, determined, and you know that Juice Plus fits with your purpose. And so it makes more sense to put effort into the why right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I want to say.
Okay.
Like box of chocolates. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, I hope it's a whole box full of chocolate and nuts.
There most certainly is. Whatever your favorite chocolates are.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it, and I'm going to get busy.
Good girl.
Bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
You too.